Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think some of the criticism, again, I know everyone wants to blame Kat and Tibbs. And I really got to say this, as, you know, we'll get into the Knicks as well here. As we're watching the Dodger game, Max Muncy struck out. So first and second, one out. Mets still with the lead 4-3, as it looks like Will Smith is going to pinch hit here in the bottom of the 10th. I think the criticism of Karl Anthony Towns yesterday and in reaction to that game is a bit much. I have to admit, I don't think he was... Clearly, he was terrible in Game 6, and he was wildly inconsistent. And his defensive effort, and now the reports come out that there's been a little bit of an issue inside the room about his defense. And, you know, some players unhappy. You know, we heard some stuff about the meshing of this locker room the entire season. And I don't think that the players don't get along. At least that's what you heard. The players seem to get along. But there's been some issues, and they haven't meshed as well basketball-wise as the team did last year. And there was a togetherness of that group that wasn't matched by this group. And I'm not surprised that, listen, Karl Anthony Towns makes a lot of money. He's a big man, but he's not a great defensive player. They knew that when they got him, right? You knew that when he came here. That was part of the issue. Like, he's a superstar, but he's offensive, big man, doesn't really protect the rim, not a great defender, soft, right? Those are all the things we all kind of thought and knew about him before he came here. Like, it's up to Tibbs and up to the staff to make sure that this team is more defensively sound, and that's part. You put OG Anunoby around him. You put what you thought Mikal Bridges was going to be and was in the first two series of the playoffs. You put defensive players around them. You have Mitchell Robinson there for him. Like, and we saw the double lineup with Mitch there to be the rim protector for him at times. Now, yeah, listen, his inability to come off the screen and get out on the perimeter for threes would definitely cost them. And in this game, he was terrible, but he won them Game 3. There were times where he was a dominant force in this series. You look at his numbers, he scored a lot of points. Look at the plus-minus. Look at the plus-minus in the series. I believe Karl Anthony Towns had either the top or second top plus-minus of any Knick player on the team in the series. I'm not saying he's void of criticism, and the idea of how this team functions with the two of them is an absolute legitimate question. And whether or not he's, you know, going to consistently give you the effort you need for the money he makes, absolutely. But to just, you know, completely throw this loss at Karl Anthony Towns' feet, I think is completely wildly unfair. Josh Hart was terrible. And let's be fair, Brunson, as much as we all love him and as great as he's been and the shot he'd hit to beat Detroit and, you know, how great he's been, the 40-point games he's thrown out there, he was terrible. He wasn't good enough in this series. And he was bad in game number 6. Terrible. Sloppy with the basketball. Out of control. You know, Jalen Brunson deserves as much criticism as Karl Anthony Towns does for this particular series. Now, I think he's a better player. He's been a better postseason player, certainly for the Knicks. But if we're just going to break down the reasons why they lost this series, I don't think Karl Anthony Towns' name should come up that much before Jalen Brunson's. He's not very good defensively. He's not stopping anybody. And he turned the ball. He had five turnovers in game number six. I think the criticism on Carl Anthony Towns has been a bit much, quite honestly. And I know now everybody's trying to figure out a way to, you know, trade him for Giannis or, you know, I've seen reports out there. I don't know. It's just speculation. But obviously, KD is probably going to be on the move in Phoenix, bringing KD here for Carl Anthony Towns. We're all trying to figure out how to get rid of him, how to best, move forward with this team without Carl Anthony Towns. Like, again, Carl Anthony Towns is going to be here. And I know Gio called him a losing player this morning and created a stir on social media, which I don't understand. Like, it's not personal. He's not saying that the guy is a loser in life. The guy's a winner in life. The guy's got $50 million. He's a professional player. It's, you know, we get so hung up on it's an opinion on WFAN, the fan. It's just crazy to me, the reaction sometimes to what we say. But I don't know if he's a losing player. I don't know. I'm not there just yet. I know a lot of people are. He certainly hasn't proven to be a winning player. If I had to choose between losing or winning, he's a losing player. But, I mean, it's the first year with this group. And I do think Tibbs and him and Brunson can figure it out. I don't think those three are completely incompatible. I don't think those three can figure out a way to make this team better. I don't think that is a recipe for failure. This coach, that player, those two superstars together on the court at the same time defensively. It wasn't a good enough matchup in this postseason and in this series in particular. But I don't think they're doomed with that. I think this group can win. I think this coach and this group can be good enough to win an NBA championship. I do. I think they need their pieces to be better. I think Mikal Bridges has got to play better. I think OG Anunoby's got to play better. I think they need a better bench that plays more and they become a more cohesive team. I don't think that they need to wholesale change who they are. I don't think they need the new star. I don't think they need to change who they are. And honestly, Giannis, we can forget that, please.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.